Blog Talk Radio.
Say it loud. I'm blacks. Black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks. B-L-A-X. Black. B-L-A-C-K. And proud. Say it loud. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital X. Capital B, capital L, capital A, capital C.
Greetings. I come from the planet Earth. I am making forth and putting forth efforts to make sure that this time I am heard. I look forward and anticipate someone sooner or later finding this here. As I seek to elevate the truth pertaining to all of my forefathers, this show is dedicated to the elevation of all the blacks, B-L-A-X, black, B-L-A-C-K, men and women who put forth all kind of efforts to make sure that the comforts of life I am allowed to be a part of because they found me worthy. Well, Golden Rules found me worthy, for I wear feet of polished gold and hair the wool of a lamb. And it's not that I per se have a word in this manner, because in all actuality, I do not. My conversation is going to be about the blacks, black men and women again. You're a prime example. Henry Samson created Henry T. Samson, my bad, created a cell phone. And that's why people in and of this day, yes, is able to walk around and act like they somebody. And then, at the same time, they look down upon the man, reflection of him, because the most important aspect of knowing any part of this here thing that's going on is you must acknowledge yourself first and foremost. Now I'm doing this again, and I'm can't call myself, can I? No. Damn it. Or could I? Host call in, host pin, guest call in. Can I hang this up and call myself on another line? What is RTT in a phone? Yeah. Now, as I was saying, as I was saying about Mr. Sampson, he was born April 22nd, 1934, died June 4th, 2015, born Jackson, Mississippi, died in Stockton, California. Education, University of California, Los Angeles, Purdue University, Morehouse College, Lanier High School. Morehouse, go, my brother. Spouse. He only had her for 5 years. Parents, known for the gamma electric cell. Okay. Yeah. As I be saying, man, it's just like I was saying, that it's doorknobs and locks. As people disacknowledge the creators of the things that make the world go round, doorknobs and locks, one more time. I like to let people know that thanks to Osborne Dorsey, a black man, they can walk away from their house because they checked the doorknob. They can walk away because on that doorknob they checked to make sure it was locked, which would be another black man, Washington A. Martin. So in other words, I would be the only person that I know of who, when I turn my back to my door, I'm walking away with the knowledge, capital K, capital N, capital O, capital W, baby, L-E-D-G-E, the knowledge that two reflections of myself is where I put my faith, my trust, and my belief in, and that I walk away secure, knowing that those two make me feel secure because I'm leaving what I care about in their creation. And I have no problem knowing that somebody look like me. Oops, I mean, I look like them because they were here before me. I look like them, and I am free to be able to walk away and say to myself when I come back, everything should be here. Now, as to the end results, let me see, that's a different story, because the end results is not going to change until those who are the reflection. Oh, sir, Mr. Sampson, acknowledge him, and that those who don't look like him know who he is. I ain't seen him running around pounding your chest talking about black. But at the same time, I am saying something about, yes, going to elevate my forefather so that I, within myself, can school others who may not know. I'm going to make sure that they do know, because that's part of my makeup, because that's mandatory, because I am a true OG. Yeah. Most folks don't understand. They think of that movie, OG. No, I am the true OG, because the true OG is the older gentleman. And the older gentleman puts forth everything within himself to notice that all that he is trying, all that he is doing is for the betterment of a young gentleman. Understand the whole concept of a gentleman. The whole concept of a gentleman is not just gentle. It's just that for your woman, you be gentle. But for another man, you're a man. You don't, being gentle doesn't make you soft. Being gentle is knowing when to be gentle. You don't take and disrespect your woman, the mother of your children, by catching them physically in a detrimental manner to where they looking all bruised up and all this and they fearful of you. That is not what a gentleman do. A gentleman is to serve and protect. Man created woman. Adam said, since she is of my flesh and a part of me, I call her woman. She don't get to call me man because of her choice. She gets to call me man because of his choice. He called me man. And then he told my forefather, you are Adam, to distinguish you from the rest of man. Therefore, knowledge who you are, where you are, where you're from, where you're going, what are your plans on elevating your game so that you can get a true understanding that when you look down and you see Peter Potter's gold and when you scratch your head and you feel the water of the Lamb, knowledge that that is you. Not because you, but because he, capital H, capital I, God of golds, capital G, capital O, capital D, of golds, found you worthy, found me worthy, found us worthy. We are worthy. Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud. I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. Say it loud, I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud. In the name of Emmanuel, Matthew 1:23, I-M-A-N-U-E-L, whose name means go with us. Go with. Say it loud, I'm blacks, black, and I'm proud.